Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, June the 23rd, 2023. How about that? 6:23, 20 coming up on 21 minutes past the hour. And certainly the news this morning is all revolving around the big drug bust here in Marion yesterday. 31 people arrested in Marion-based drug trafficking operation. Now, this is a big bust. The federal government was involved in this. So we are very glad it happened, and we're going to be updated on this momentarily here on the show. So we will go to that in just a few minutes and get some information from people who know a lot more about this than I do. Now, I want to talk a little bit this morning because we will be on this morning until 1 p.m. I know it's raining outside. It's a rainy, rainy, nasty day. So I know a lot of people will be with us. We're going to do trivia today. We're going to have people in this morning. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So stick with WGH Talk All Morning. Pastor Whitaker will be in at 9:15 this morning, and we'll have a great conversation with him, and then we'll be back on at 10 a.m. until 1 this afternoon. Also, don't forget, we'll be on tonight live from 8:15 until 10 p.m., and I believe we're going to have a special guest in the studio tonight. It will be Matt Morgan, it will be Sean Kraft, it will be myself, and there will be somebody else tonight in the studio with us, so you're not going to want to miss that. Now, over the course of the morning this morning, we are going to give away two passes to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio. We have two of those to give away today, and we also have a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza that we're going to give away today. And I believe somebody from Station Past will be visiting us this morning to talk a little bit about yesterday's... Well, I'll get into this a little bit. We've only got about 7 minutes before we're going to go to our guest here this morning. Or two guests, I should say. But as many of you know, yesterday I went on a rant about the whole Titanic submarine situation. And it's just horrible because yesterday we did not know what had happened. When the show was on yesterday morning, we did not know what had happened. And we thought that there were some hours left yesterday of oxygen. There was still a chance that the people on board, the five people on board, might survive. And what we found found out pretty early in the afternoon yesterday was that, unfortunately, nobody survived in that particular incident with the Titanic submarine. I think an electronic rover was on the ocean floor and found part of the wreckage of the submarine, and all five of these people are gone. And it's horrible, and apparently, from my understanding, it had nothing to do with the oxygen. I don't think they ran out of oxygen. Apparently, the submarine just imploded on itself. Kind of caved in, I guess. And very close to the Titanic is what I understand. Well, close to the Titanic in terms of... what, you know, how big the ocean is, I guess is what I should say, off of Cape Cod there, not too far from the Titanic. And it's horribly sad, and I don't know what to say about this, because now that we know all five are dead, there's really not much to say. Now we can go back and talk about it, why this happened and why it should not have happened. But in the grand scheme of things here, you have five people dead. You had the whole country wrapped up in this for 4 or 5 days. Really, the last 2 days, it was the lead story on almost any news broadcast you would have watched. So, it's just sad now. We hoped that these people would have survived. We were hoping that they would have had enough oxygen, but apparently it turned out that that was not even the issue at play, because there was some kind of imploding of the submarine. And I do think at this point somebody will start to take a look at things like this. And they'll say, should we be doing this? Now, I did not see the interview, but I read an article last night. James Cameron, I think he was on television or had written an article. Now, he was the person who came up with the Titanic movie years ago. And he's a big fan of the Titanic in general. And apparently, James Cameron was saying that he hopes this does not deter people from being interested in the Titanic, because I guess he's went down there something like 33 times to see the Titanic. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this will deter people or not. You know, the Titanic is just something in history that will live on forever. Most people know the date it sank in April. It's just one of those things, I guess, is what I should say here. So that's the story on that. But we certainly have a big story going on here in Marion this morning that broke yesterday. 31 people arrested in Marion-based drug trafficking operation is the headline that ran across WCMH-TV Channel 4 yesterday. And this morning, it's on all the news sites, television in Columbus, and certainly in the Marion Star. A big, big deal here in Marion in our fight against drugs, which we have been talking about for quite some time. And what a pleasure it is this morning to be joined by, I believe, two gentlemen who certainly know something about this particular situation, Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald and Sheriff Matt Bales. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Tell us what happened yesterday. How long had this been going on? And just kind of give us the particulars of this in a tin-type fashion.
It's been going on for about 2.5 years. This investigation started with the Marmet Drug Unit, and we brought our partners from the FBI into it. Something they've worked very hard on, something that they were very successful with, and something we're very proud of them on.
Something like this, why does it take 2 years, 2.5 years?
This is your summer, America. Accomplish more with Ford F-Series.
Well, on an investigation like this, you try to get the big players in it, and you can't do that in a week, 2 weeks, sometimes a couple months. We were able to get two big players in this, along with a bunch of the people that work for them and with them. It's not something that you can just do overnight.
Right.
We're talking about a very complex investigation that required lots of search warrants, lots of legwork, not just in Marion, but outside of Marion. And it's not something that can be done overnight, and that's one of the struggles we have. Is someone will call the TIPS line, 740-375-TIPS, and give us an address, and we can't kick the door down the next day. We have to establish probable cause, we have to build a case, and in a big investigation like this, that takes even longer.
Now, what is the long-term effect this will have on the community of Marion for the good?
Well, we believe that it'll have an immediate effect of removing two large-scale drug operations that were connected but separate, but we also aren't naive enough to think that this will solve all of our problems. We know that as long as there are people who are willing to step up and fill that void that was just left by 30-some people going to jail, that we're going to continue to have more work to do. also we have to attack this from all sides, and the sheriff and I believe strongly that that includes prevention efforts, that includes rehabilitation efforts, and that includes enforcement efforts. And you know, we took a big step with on the enforcement side this past week.
Sheriff, what do you believe the long-term impact of this event yesterday will have on the community of Marion?
Well, I'm hoping people that are even considering dealing drugs in our community are going to take a second thought about it, and they're going to see what happened yesterday, and they're not going to want us or the U.S. Marshals or the FBI kicking in their door and coming in and arresting them. And hopefully that will give them a second thought to not do this. And hopefully it gives Marion a little bit of hope for the future.
When news of this gets out, and it goes to Columbus and even beyond Columbus, how do you think that makes Marion look in the grand scheme of things, that obviously law enforcement is doing something around here to try to combat this problem?
Look, I don't think it's outside the lines to say that Marion has a drug problem just like every other community in this state. But what I think it says is that we have an aggressive law enforcement stance towards attacking that problem. We are very successful in targeting large-scale drug dealers. I would put our drug task force and the results that they achieve against any in the state of Ohio for sure. So we dedicate a lot of resources to it, and we take strong stance against drug traffickers in our community. But people like to paint Marion as something it's not. Marion is a community that has its problems like everywhere else. We're not alone in our fight against the opioid epidemic.
You know, Sheriff, that's an interesting point, what the police chief just said. A lot of people have this idea, certainly people who live here in the community, that we have a much bigger problem with drugs than anybody else. What is the truth of what's going on here in Marion?
Well, just like the chief said, Marion is not the epicenter of drugs. There are drug problems all over the country. I've talked to all 88 sheriffs in Ohio. They have drug problems in their community just like Marion does. And like, again, what the chief said, our drug task force is very aggressive. They go out, they do their job every day, and they have tremendous results. A lot of the results you don't hear about. We don't put in the paper every time we arrest somebody for drugs. A lot of the stuff is kept in the background because of big operations like this. We don't want people knowing everything that they're doing, so we can build bigger cases against people as well.
When this happened yesterday, what was the feeling? 2.5 years worth of work put in by your group and of course, other people.
I think it was a feeling of triumph a little bit. We had a command center set up in my office. The FBI was there. The Marshals were there. Chief McDonald was there. Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan was there. And the fact that we went out and we started at 6 o'clock in the morning, we had 21 people left on to pick up, and by 7:30, 8 o'clock, they were all picked up. I think that was tremendous, and just something that you look at the U.S. Marshals and our people from the Sheriff's Office and the Police Department to be able to pick up 21 people that quickly. I think that was something that we honestly didn't expect it would happen that quickly. But we're very proud of the fact that they were able to get everything done and get the job done.
Chief McDonald, what does it do for the morale of your group?
Well, our drug task force and the officers on the street that work with them and the deputies on the street that work with them understand that we have to work together, and then when we are able to pull something like this off with the assistance of our federal partners without incident, I think it speaks to the professionalism, and I think the expertise that our people have, and for those people who were at the press conference, you heard Sheriff Bales, you heard Prosecutor Grogan, you heard the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio, you heard the Assistant Special Agent in Charge for the Cleveland Division of the FBI, and you heard Jay McDonald talking about the praise of the men and women of Marion law enforcement and the hard work that they put forth to keep our community safe. you know, they really should be the focus of this. It shouldn't be Sheriff Bales and I, and that's the way that we've done this for years, is to give the praise to the people who are doing the hard work, and that's the men and women of local law enforcement.
How much work went into this over the last 2.5 years by the local law enforcement officers?
It was a ton of work. I went over every day and checked with them, you know, what's going on, what are we doing today. Every day they were out doing something. They were doing surveillance. They were working with the FBI. It was a tremendous amount of work, and I can't praise them enough for the job that they did.
Yeah, I want to second that. Tremendous amount of work, but their other work didn't stop. We still called them when we had overdoses. We still called them to respond to tips. We still called them to keep up their work on other targets on top of this. So the men and women of the Marmet Drug Task Force and the deputies and officers that work alongside of them continue to fight every day to make Marion a safer place for all of us.
When we look at something like this, everybody will get a trial, I think in this particular case, a fair trial. What are the main charges against these people that will possibly put them away for a good period of time?
Yeah, these are all federal charges. The people who are arrested in this operation will be charged federally, and they will have their trials in federal court. They are mainly charged with drug trafficking and conspiracy to engage in drug trafficking. Kilos of drugs. I think it was 15 guns and around tens of thousands of dollars in cash were seized from this criminal activity. And you're right, they will get their day in federal court. The U.S. Attorney's Office representing the people, and the defendants obviously will be represented by their attorneys as well.
You know, Sheriff, to have this based in Marion, and that was the headline from WCMH, 31 people arrested in Marion-based drug trafficking operation, how does something like that end up being based in Marion? And being based here, are more drugs sold here? Is it kept here? What exactly does that mean, based in Marion?
Well, this is a operation that was started here in Marion by our drug task force. We identified a couple of people who were major players in the game. That's why the investigation was based here. We traced activities to other counties, but it all came back to Marion as far as where it was based. Just you have to have a point where you collect the data and you operate from there. We started this investigation. That's why we based it here.
Right. Marion is not a drug distribution point. Marion is the end of the logistical line for a lot of drug traffickers. So these drugs come across the southern border, as the sheriff and the prosecutor and I know full well, especially after our trip to Arizona, and it goes to distribution hubs. In our case, it's likely Chicago. Those drugs then come from Chicago and other points into the city of Marion and Marion County and other counties across Ohio. But they're not distributed from here. This is the end point.
What should this say to other groups who might be doing something similar or on a smaller scale today in Marion or nearby places about what is going to happen to you if you continue to do this?
I don't think there's any doubt that if you're selling drugs in Marion, you're going to end up behind bars sooner or later. And the Marion Police Department, the Marion County Sheriff's Office, and our partners have proven time and time again that they are excellent at finding drug traffickers and putting them in jail.
You know, Sheriff, we talk about this being a big operation, and clearly it was to have the federal government involved on this particular case. But how many people, and I know this is a hard thing to come up with, how many people do you think this will save down the line to shut down something like this?
40 people a year at least. That's how many people we've lost at on the average for the past several years is 40 overdose deaths. And I'm hoping that cutting off, you know, the head of the snake, if you want to call it that, at this point, it's going to, at the very least slow the drug trade here in Marion to a trickle. And we're going to attack that trickle.
You know, that's the reason, Scott, that's the reason we go after drugs so hard in our community is because we've lost so many people to fatal overdoses and so many, many more overdose without perishing because of the efforts of officers and deputies, but especially EMS workers in our community and our medical professionals. And that's why we go after it so hard, because we lose 40 people a year to fatal overdoses in our community, and one is too many. So we will keep trying to stem the flow of illegal drugs so we have fewer and fewer to eventually know fatal overdoses. That's the goal. Whether we ever get there or not, we're not sure, but I know 100% that the sheriff and I and all of the members of the Marion Drug Task Force are committed to trying to achieve that goal.
You know, we have about 4 minutes left here, and I wanted to get both of your opinions on this, because I think this is a question a lot of citizens have. Why is there such a demand for this? Ultimately, it does lead to customers and people who are doing drugs in the community. What is there a bigger problem now than there was 20, 30 years ago? And if so, what's going on different now than then?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that's different from then to now, and both the sheriff and I were here 25, 30 years ago on the streets as young officers then, the drug has changed. Back then, we saw the beginnings of the crack wave that came, in the 90s to we now switched from heroin, or switched to heroin, to now fentanyl, to methamphetamine, mixed with fentanyl, but there's always been a nexus to demand, and there's always been a demand in communities that that have poverty, that have home life problems, and Marion, like a lot of communities, has those problems to contend with. Turning Point was established decades and decades ago to battle alcoholism, and we have changed. Did I say Turning Point? Yeah, I didn't mean Turning Point. I meant Marion Area Counseling Center was established to combat alcoholism, and we have changed drug, but our problem persists. But we're just going to keep in the breach and keep swinging, trying to save as many lives as we can.
Sheriff, why do you think there is a demand? Because as long as there's a demand, unfortunately, I think there will be somewhat of a problem.
Well, like Jay was talking about, back when we first started, if we found cocaine on somebody, that was a big deal. That was something that didn't happen very often, and it's become more and more common now that if you have a traffic stop and you find meth or heroin or fentanyl, it's not that big of a deal anymore. It's not that surprising. But people, these drugs that we have now, you take them once and you're hooked. And people will do it because of peer pressure, because of other family members might be involved in it, and they say, hey, try this one time. But heroin, fentanyl, meth, a lot of times, you try it one time and you're hooked. And whenever you're that way, you will do whatever you have to get the next high, whether that means stealing from your grandmother, whether it means going next door and stealing from your neighbor to get the money to buy this stuff. I think the potency of the drugs and the addiction factor of it has just become so overwhelming that people will do anything that they have to get them.
How does the federal government get involved in something like this?
Well, sometimes we have to reach out to the federal government because they have resources that we do not have. They get involved because we invite them in, and we do that whenever we need them. We have a tremendous partnership, specifically with the FBI, but also with the U.S. Marshals, the DEA, and the ATF, and our community. They've all assisted us, but we ask for their assistance because they have resources. This operation cost untold thousands of dollars worth of overtime, equipment, and technology. technology that the Marion taxpayer could not afford to foot the bill for, and that's why we go to the feds, because of their expertise, but mainly because of their resources. When they have been great to work with. The FBI has always had an outstanding relationship with the police department and the sheriff's office, and we're grateful for it.
Is there anything going on in the last 5 years, in a positive way, of how we find things like this and deal with things like this, police things like this, new in the last 5 years?
Yeah, I think that the traffickers always are changing their tactics, and law enforcement is changing right along with them to keep up. The use of technology by both criminals and law enforcement is expanding and growing, and so that is one development, but also the ability for law enforcement to work together. The partnership between the Marion County Sheriff's Office and the Marion Police Department has never, ever been better. And then you can apply that to our federal partners as well, including the Highway Patrol. We are we don't operate in silos, and that hasn't always been the case. So we are working together, and that makes us all the more effective in combating not just drug trafficking crimes, but all crimes.
Sheriff Bales, what do you feel about the combining of the two groups, the city, or at least working together, not combining, but the working together of the city and the county when it comes to law enforcement?
It's never been better than what it is today. We do joint operations all the time. We have investigations that might overlap city and county, and we get together and we work them together. Instead of the thing that was frustrating in the past is a lot of times we might have a case in the county, the city might have a case in the city, they're related, but because the cooperation wasn't there in the past, you didn't know they were related until all of a sudden there were warrants coming out on both ends. Whenever, if you work together, you cut down the not only the work, but the cost to each agency, and it's never been better than what it is today.
Yeah, we don't just investigate crimes together anymore. Matter of fact, the sheriff and I had a conversation yesterday about putting a city police officer on the county's dive team. Our community outreach people work together every single week, and then obviously our Marmot Drug Task Force has been combined for quite some time, but Sheriff Bales and I worked together to combine our special response team, which some people call a SWAT team. We've combined those groups. It's more efficient, it is a better use of taxpayer dollars, and it allows us to be more flexible and better prepared to deal with criminals who do not respect geography boundaries.
Why was this not happening prior to recent times?
Well, I really can't answer that question. I wasn't sheriff before. I worked here at the police department.
I think that part of the answer is it's not that it didn't happen before, it's just that it happened so much more now. And I think that goes back to, Matt was my training officer. We were neighbors for a long time. We've got a 30-year relationship of being friends, and I think we build off of that. You add into that Chuck Jones is the colonel of the Highway Patrol, who's been our friend just as long. We have relationships with these federal partners. Pete Elliott has been a friend of mine. Pete is the U.S. Marshal for the Northern District of Ohio for 20 years. So as we build relationships, that only benefits the city of Marion and the county of Marion and helps keep our community safe.
You know, Sheriff, for all people who might be listening to this morning, citizens, business owners in Marion, would you consider Marion a safe place?
I do. It's definitely safer today than it was a couple of days ago before these 31 people were arrested. I think that when you have cooperation with law enforcement and the community, all having the same goal of making the community a safer place, you're going to get a lot more done. It's going to be a safer place to live.
Yeah. Scott, all you have to do is look at the crime statistics. Marion doesn't have the violent crime that you see and that goes for the city and the county, that you see in other places. And when we do have violent crime, we have the cooperation of the community that enables us to solve those crimes, and that doesn't happen every either. Some places do not have that cooperation of the community, and that's why we are able to make arrests and homicides and serious things, and we continue to work hand in glove with the community to keep Marion safe. I grew up in Toledo, and there's places there where if my wife was broke down on the side of the road, I'd be concerned. There's not one place in Marion County that if I got a call from my 22-year-old daughter and said she's broke down on X Street anywhere in Marion County that I would be scared for her safety. Not one.
You know, Chief, we had a conversation, probably been a couple years ago now, but I thought it was a prophetic conversation in which you said Marion had a self-esteem problem. Do you think that self-esteem problem still exists?
Yeah, to some degree, but I think it's getting better, and I think all you have to do is look around. Our downtown is revitalizing more and more every single day. Our community is continuing to grow. Our community's economy is continuing to grow. Our law enforcement is more professional, more diverse, better educated, and more effective than ever before. We are building, we are growing, and I'm proud. Like I said, I was born and raised in Toledo. I'm proud to be from Marion now.
You know, we talked earlier about the media in this particular case, how it is front page news and how it was the lead story on a lot of the Columbus News yesterday. But is there ever any bad that falls out of something like this when it comes to media, that it is the lead story? And yes, the story is good that people were apprehended, but then on the other hand, people go, boy, there was a big problem going on there in Marion.
There's a big problem every place, Scott. It's not Marion. It's, you know, you can look at a glass half full or half empty. You can look at the arrests we made, and you can say they did one heck of a job in making this community safer. Or you can say, boy, there's a bad drug problem in Marion. It's everywhere. It's not just Marion. And it's like Jay was referring to before, it's a self-esteem issue sometimes that people want to look at it that way. But we don't look at it that way. We look at it, it was a heck of a job by the law enforcement in Marion County, and we're making Marion a safer place to live.
Are drugs the issue in Marion, as with other places, no different than any place else, but is that the major thing that law enforcement has to combat on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think drugs themselves, the overdoses they cause, and the crimes that are committed to further the use and the sale of drugs are the top concern for the sheriff and I. When you talk to community members, they will tell you that that they may have different issues. I get more calls about speeders than I do about drug traffickers. So I guess it depends on who you ask. Scott, before we wrap up, I want to talk a little bit about what the sheriff and I are going to go out to here in about a minute or so. Law enforcement officers from Marion County are going to mix with our Marion Special Olympians, and we're going to carry the flame of hope, the Special Olympics torch from the Marion Police Department to the Marion County Sheriff's Office here in just a few minutes. And our officers who are volunteering to participate in this event are proud to support the Special Olympians, especially those here in Marion County. And it's a fantastic event that's going to travel down Delaware Avenue. I know it's raining, but if people are out, you will see us running the torch from the police department to the sheriff's office down Church Street, down Main Street, down Delaware Avenue. It's a great event that we do annually here, and something that's going to happen here right around 9 o'clock.
Yeah, beautiful thing. Before I let you both go, just a quick question on a scale of 1 to 10, how big a deal was yesterday?
15. 20.
Very big. How many 15s or 20s have you guys seen in your careers?
A handful.
Yeah.
Well, less than 10. In the drug world. Certainly when we have homicides that result in an arrest, and we haven't had an unsolved homicide that in my memory, but those are the top of the list, and then these are right below it.
Right before I let you guys go here, one of our listeners just sent me a message. Mary out there, Marion should be proud of what the police and sheriff's department have done. Kudos to them. There you both go. Sheriff Matt Bales and Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald, stay safe out there, guys, with all the weather this morning, and thank you both for what you do on behalf of all the citizens of Marion. Thank you both.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, there's the breaking news this morning right here on WGH Talk. Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald and Marion County Sheriff Matt Bales, who had to run out here about 5 minutes early because they're doing the torch run this morning for the Special Olympics from the police station to the sheriff's office, I believe is how it goes. A rainy morning for that, but they're going to go out there and they're going to do it. And we thank them for taking time to join us. And if you watched any Columbus news last night or checked out any website or I imagine in any newspaper today in the area, you will see the story. 31 people arrested in Marion-based drug trafficking operation. So there you go. That's what happened yesterday, and the federal government was brought in on this, and a lot of heavy-duty charges are coming down for a lot of people who were involved in this. Now, you heard the police chief and the sheriff both say this is a 15 and a 20 on a scale of 1 to 10, how big a deal this was and the lives that it will save, so on and so forth. Now, we have about 4 minutes left here in this particular hour. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, as I just said to the sheriff and the police chief, we did get a message while the interview was going on from Mary, one of our listeners out there this morning, who said Marion should be proud of what the police and sheriff's department have done. Kudos to them. And I think a lot of people would certainly echo that particular statement. Remember, we are in the studio, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I got something to say. As the mother of a drug addict, thank you, thank you, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your hard work.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Hey, there you go. Now, right there, the mother of somebody who's having an issue with drugs, who heard that story this morning and heard that interview, thanking them for what they do. And as we talked about in that interview, you know, as long as there is a demand, there's going to be a supply. And we're going to work that out somehow, hopefully down the road. It's a tough thing to do. But certainly, we talked to the top of the chain this morning, Sheriff Bales and Police Chief Jay McDonald, but there are a lot of people involved in these operations that we do not see their names. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm glad to hear that. I said the other day, I hope I'm live long enough to see the great Marion come back, and it did, by a force that's been working not only a few months, a few years, but all their time in Marion. It's always been safe. We're going to keep it safe. And I love them all. Take your good bow, America, to the Marion Task Force, Police Force, any force that helps out, especially all the people in the community that runs in the tip line. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. I think that is a sentiment being echoed by a lot of Marion residents this morning and beyond, because as I say, this was the lead story on Channel 4's news last evening, and it is the only story today, by the way, on our news broadcast, which air every hour. So pay attention to those. All right, about a minute and a half left here to go, 740-383-9944. Over the back fence with myself and Pastor Steve Whitaker will be coming up here in about 15 minutes, and then I will be back this morning at 10:15, and we're going to have a fun morning all the way around here. But if you ever have anything to say, feel free to dial the digits. It's kind of a rainy, nasty day here in summer. We are in summer now. It's the first Friday in summer. And we will be on tonight, by the way, 8:15 until 10 p.m. on this station. So don't miss that. Remember, the phone lines are always open, and I am in the studio today. So the number is 740-383-9944. And if you are just waking up to the news and did not see it yesterday, 31 people arrested in Marion-based drug trafficking operation. So there you have it. And earlier this morning, you heard in their first live interview from Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald and Sheriff Matt Bales. First joint interview, by the way, as well. It's good to have them on together and hear what they say as a collaborative effort, in this particular case. And just remember, on a scale of 1 to 10, they said this is a 15 and a 20. So that should tell you something about what happened yesterday morning here in Marion. And by the way, that investigation had been going on since the fall of 2020. So 2.5 years. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first...